Hey, help me with this box, would you?
What's with all the boxes?
We're moving.
What, like Billy Joel? Moving out?
Not exactly. We're just moving our video content channel.
Okay, what's the deal? And by the way, this box is filled with pictures of Donald Sutherland.
Okay, we'll just leave that one there. We are moving due to the ever-changing policy restrictions and community guidelines that YouTube implements to its users without their consent, sometimes blocking entire channels without notice.
Wow, that's disgusting. Okay, where are we setting up shop?
Exactly. It is disgusting. And that's why we're moving our video content over to VidMe.
Sounds great. What's the address?
vid.me/steelplazapodcast.
That's easy.
It is. But with any move, we need your help. To bring you longer and higher quality content, we need you to hit the follow button underneath our logo on our new VidMe site.
What about our other streaming formats?
Well, you can still find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Facebook, and now we are being syndicated on Alexa.
Alexa, show me an awesome podcast. Hey, there we are.
That's us. Okay, are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Approaching Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street from right here in Carnegie, talking to Master Sergeant Rose, who went down the rabbit hole and has a lot of insight notes about the whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, or does it? We don't know. And we left at the break with, maybe possible challenge questions from Jay as to...
just questioning, you know, that individual's motive in that interview with that... I mean, who was the interviewer? Why did they pick that person, you know?
Well, let me tell you, Jay. I'm going to tell you. Okay, so I do know for a fact, and I have proof, that this person... Okay, I actually went into... Let's talk about his girlfriend for a minute, who he says he's supposedly married to this woman. I'm not going to mention names. And this girl doesn't look anything like her now, but if you change a little box of hair dye and... that. So we won't even get into that because she's irrelevant. But he doesn't change his name or anything, so it's very easy to look this person up anywhere. I found his family because he just happened to have to take his Facebook page down and it was only his Facebook page that he took down because people like me went on there and said, "You're full of shit." So he took it down. So I just happened to be on his brother's page and he has this nice little thing. Give this a nice little read if you guys could. Thanks. Donate if you can to my brother's GoFundMe.
The GoFundMe is a crowdfunding platform where you can donate to, you know, somebody's individual cause, whether it be, I need some money for my gas bill, or this happened, I'm moving, need some money, or, you know, lost a family member, can't afford the, you know, funeral proceedings and things like that.
GoFundMe is a good thing when people use it for the way it should be used. This is ridiculous how some of these people from this Vegas crisis are, it's just ridiculous. So we know that people from Canada don't need to buy health insurance, right? They get all their shit for free.
Right.
So this kid decides to, you know, he's coming to this concert and he's from British Columbia, supposedly. And he comes here and decides that he's not going to, you know, we'll be fine. I'm not going to spend the $25 because I'm an asshole and I'm not going to get my health insurance. Well, look what happened. Well, now he gets shot in his little head, like a little needle just kind of went through this way. And then he shows this kid, you got to see where he shows the cowboy hat. There's one hole, one little hole in the back of it. Looks like he did it with a pencil. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, that was on somebody's Facebook page. But, So now he's like, oh, please, I can't go back to work for a long time, and I need money. But
is he asking for USD, or is he asking for Canadian money?
Well, see, you know, that was my thing. So I'm on this page, and I'm calling bullshit, because I'm so pissed off at this point. And I'm not trying, you know, I don't know for sure that people didn't get hurt, and if people did, I'm sorry. You know, I feel bad about that. If people really died, I feel bad about it. I do. I don't want anybody. You know, that's terrible. But I'm totally calling bullshit. I will call bullshit on this guy in front of Jesus Christ himself. Superstar. I swear.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
But, you know, and I, so I was pissed. I was so pissed at this point. I just went on this kid's, this brother's page. This, it was on the GoFundMe page. And I was like, this is bullshit. I was actually, I said, oh, barf, at first. And put a little, like, green face in the post. But, and then I proceeded to show in my scientific nursing way how this is impossible that this has happened. Show me proof, and I will take back everything I just said. I never was ignorant to them. I was in later comments, but, you know, so then, no, I don't get anything on here. And at the end of the first post, I said, this is probably the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. So then his brother posts back something like, so I guess you've never seen such and such movie. And I'm like, no, were they in that too?
This is Die Hard.
This is just, you know, so bad. I mean, I screenshotted everything. I could read you guys word for word what he said to me.
There was a lot of trolling
and
going on.
It was terrible. And like his whole, like his family was ganging up on me and, you know, messaging me on Facebook. I had his brothers and all of his little friends on there. And then the little girls get started. And I'm like, oh my God, I just can't even take it. But, and then I find out, then I'm starting to dig more. Because, you know, all you guys are doing, now you're attacking my kids, calling my kids names, and you're not giving me any proof, and you're just calling me names. And trust me, I've been called so much worse. There's nothing. And, you know, I'm a shit American, but I'm a shit American, but no, you know, what about this little GoFundMe thing that you got for your brother? Where do you think most of that, that's mostly American dollars, asshole. So are you going to give that back to the American people, or what are you going to do with that GoFundMe money? So I find out that this poor little rich kid from Canada, his dad owns, like, or he's the COO of this company that owns at least two companies in Canada that sells these big, what are those things called? The equipment that moves, machinery, big machinery, millions, multi-million dollar business. The kid is completely wealthy. The brother that I was messaging, he's like never home. He's like in Spain. He's in Australia. He doesn't even work. He admits that he's unemployed, but he's doing all this traveling. He doesn't do anything.
He's just floating on the family's buck or something?
Oh, 100%.
So your point is you're trying to call him out on exploiting the tragedy in Vegas by, you know, creating this scenario with this particular interviewer.
Yes.
You know.
And then what I did, after looking up a lot of the victims with quotes, I looked at a lot of their GoFundMes, and all of them start at $25,000. Isn't that amazing? And at this point, his was already at 28, and I got even more pissed off when I saw that.
That's a lot of money. So, that's a lot of USD.
Here's my thing, is that it started with, when I started really looking into the crisis actor thing, is when I saw this piece of shit that's, you know, worse shit Americans, but now he's going to take our money because he's a little rich kid. I don't even understand what he needs it for. If he's so wealthy, his family's so wealthy.
I don't know what Canadians do.
I don't even understand.
Lumberjacking? I don't know. I don't know what they do.
They can sit up there.
Bacon
and dogs, oh God, sledding.
I don't know what they do
that's
up there.
That's Alaska.
Is that Alaska? Okay. I just remember that one cartoon with the Canadian Mountie, and I don't know.
Who knows what they do? But apparently all Americans do is sit out in their backyard and drink beer and
shoot
animals, and we're hicks. All of us are hicks. Every apparently that's what they all called us. We're all shit Americans. But so I'm just like, why would this rich kid... And I know that this is who this is because I Googled his father, because his father kind of chimed in at the end of the post on Facebook. But his father didn't chime in though until after I had, because the little girls were getting on it. You know, little girls can get nasty. The little nasty girls. And then I started getting pissed off because now you're being a bitch, and I'm going to tell you something that I know. I'm not going to really say it here because I'm not from a friend of mine who knows. The family, they said that they have this little tidbit of information that's really bad that he did with some friends of his in high school, and it's bad, and his dad was able to, you know, pay to get him out of all this trouble.
Just throw money at it.
So, exactly. So they were pissing me off, and I'm like, I'm done with this conversation. Why don't you ask your... And I was replying to this girl that was, you know, defending her little boyfriend or whoever it was. And I was like, why don't you ask your very good friend how that girl in high school is doing? And then I just get blocked off, basically, from the whole entire conversation. Then Big Daddy comes in, and he's got something to say. So that was the end of that whole story. So,
and then following up on that is, shortly thereafter, you were blocked from Facebook. You were blocked from Google. You posted a video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And that video, not only was it removed from YouTube, the entire channel was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of.
I mean, the channel's still there. They just deleted it. Like my whole playlist and everything, and it was all stuff from YouTube. I had one 20-second video show, and it was nothing gory because there was obviously nobody had any blood to drop in Vegas when this happened, apparently. So nothing gory, nothing gross. It was just a bunch of pictures to give you an idea of what's going on. Just with this one person. It wasn't even a whole bunch of people. It was just this one. You decide. It was just, you decide for yourself. I didn't say nothing. You just, that was all 20 seconds. The next day, they took the video down. It was up for about maybe 6 hours. I had about 300 hits on it, and it was flagged and taken down. And then, I don't even know if I had hashtags on it. I think I did. Like Las Vegas shooting, that kind of stuff. Crisis actors.
Did you try to contact YouTube about it?
I did.
Nothing.
No response?
At the very bottom of the thing, because they'll email you whenever you get flagged, right? And then, of course, you get little dings against your account, which I didn't care because I didn't... This was the first video I'd ever posted, ever.
I think they called it a strike. You got
a strike against you. Yeah. I got a strike, yes. I got a strike against me. And at the very bottom of the thing, you can appeal it. There's a little appeal button at the very bottom. And when I would click on that little appeal button, I get a big, giant black screen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. That was great. And it just, I mean, it made me laugh because, like, I knew. Because I'm like, well, what was so horrible? But, I mean, there's people doing horrible things on YouTube that you can watch any day of the week.
Apparently, the shooter learned everything on YouTube.
Yes. Apparently, yes.
What?
Yes,
what? Exactly. Well, I mean, that's obviously mm-hmm. still there somewhere, right?
Like, mm-hmm. why do they need to cover it up?
Exactly.
There has to be, like you're saying, there has to be a bigger reason.
Exactly.
To take someone like you. We have freedom of speech, you know?
Yep. And they took it away. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, you're afraid now is what's happening. You're afraid? I didn't say anything. I didn't, you know. I mean,
You weren't building or putting bump stops on rifles and showing videos how to do that.
But they didn't give you a reason?
No response.
It was flagged. Wow. There was a bunch of, like...
community guidelines.
They didn't specify anything at all. Mm-hmm. And then, so that was there. And I had saved a bunch of videos that I wanted to watch later, just to review and take notes and stuff. And it was all Las Vegas. All of it was Las Vegas. Mostly crisis actor stuff. And they, a couple hours later, I get another email. I actually got three emails about that saying, oh, this was flagged and your whole playlist is now gone. No explanation of why my playlist was gone. And I'm like, these are your videos that you're telling. I mean, this is YouTube videos. These aren't my videos.
I wanted to ask you a question. Like, were any of the crisis actor videos that you had saved to watch, when did they get bumped off YouTube too? I mean,
that's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm like, these are videos I got from YouTube, and they're still on there. So that was, you know,
Do you have your own playlist? And they didn't.
Yeah.
But you can still go on YouTube and watch those videos.
I can't go on YouTube at all from my phone. I can't get on
it. What
about
the computer?
The computer, I can get on it, yeah, from my phone. So then, after the YouTube thing happened, you know, I was at work. I had drill over the weekend, and, you know, after work was over, I was like, you know, I was mad because I'm like, and I didn't care because I knew it was going to happen. I was going to get shut down anyway. Someone was going to flag it and say, whatever. But, of course, I saved several copies of it. But, so then I find out, like, after I leave work, because I like to throw something on, I like to listen to, like, Scott Binsack, and I like Scott Binsack, crucify me, but I'll put him on, you know, and as my hour drive to get back home, and I'll put it on the radio. Well, I try to get on to Google to, you know, pull up YouTube or whatever, like some videos, and I can't do anything from my phone. I can't Google anything. Nothing.
Do you think someone hacked your phone?
Something happened. I don't know if it was hacked or if it was just because the account, because it's all linked to the same email.
I'm sorry. YouTube is owned by Google.
I see.
So it's all connected somehow. So I mean, who am I? Who am I? I didn't do anything so horrible. I'm not plotting to do anything. I'm just, this is just what I see. You make your own decision. I'm not, you know, whatever. Who am I? So they did all these things to me, and I'm like, well, I mean, why are you doing this to me? This lowly little nurse sitting, you know, whatever. I'm not doing anything, and you're obviously afraid of something. Why? What are you trying to hide? That you're doing this to me.
I think their non-actions are just as strong as what they say. It's what they don't do. All of that could have been, it seems like from what you're saying, is everything could have been, you know, made better. Just show me, not that
Tell
we
me
required
why.
It, just one little bit of proof. Then nobody, they wouldn't, none of these people would have gotten emails saying this is bullshit, this is nothing. And it seems so simple to fix. But do you feel like that is, like, all those things that have been happening to you, has that driven you to even look further?
They're just making me madder. They're just making it worse.
You're messing with the wrong woman, you know?
I mean, I know I shouldn't be digging, but I'm at the point now where I can't stop doing it.
Yeah.
I can't. So, I mean, I guess maybe, I mean, people are like, well, you should be careful. I'm like, well, I went to see my doctor last week just because I'm 100% healthy. For the record, anybody listening to this, I won't shoot myself in the head twice. I'm perfectly healthy. My kids are perfectly healthy. All my friends are perfectly healthy. So, I mean, there's no going back for me now. I'm like so far gone in this right now. I'm going to find something. I'm going to.
And she has an entire folder here, very well organized. It looks like you've done a lot of research.
This is only one. I actually left a couple of them at home. But.
And then we're going to come back right back after this, and we're going to talk about more inconsistencies. I kind of want to talk a little bit about Jesus Campos, I think his name is, and more oddities and more changes in numbers right back after this.